All right, welcome back, everyone. Hope you're ready for another deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at the book of Zephaniah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Got some really interesting analysis sent over. We're going to try to unpack all the major themes, you know, like figure out the historical context and how it all still kind of speaks to us even today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely a book that's like stood the test of time. There's a lot to uncover there.
Absolutely. And get ready for some intense imagery. Because we're talking like straight up fire and brimstone, global destruction, you know, and lots of calls for repentance. It's gonna be a wild ride.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if you're not like super religious or anything. So
Exactly.
the analysis we got really highlights this idea of the day of the Lord as like Zephaniah's central theme.
Right.
And you know, it's a concept that pops up throughout the Old Testament.
Yeah, it's a big one.
But what exactly like does this day even entail? You know, like it's not your average Tuesday, right?
No, definitely not. The Day of the Lord, it's not about like sunshine and rainbows or anything. It's more about divine judgment, I guess you could say, and like the consequences that come with straying from God's path. Like imagine, you know, this huge cosmic reckoning where God steps in like directly into human affairs to like set things right. You know, it's a powerful, powerful image, and it appears, you know, like I said, throughout the Old Testament, but Zephaniah really, really leans into it.
Yeah, I mean, that is a far cry from like the gentle shepherd image of God that like a lot of us are, you know, used to today. And like this whole idea of divine wrath feels, I don't know, pretty intense, you know, especially when you consider how Zephaniah describes God wiping out everything, you know, like humans, animals, even fish, like everything. So, I mean, how does that like square with our modern understanding of God as like loving and compassionate?
That's a question that a lot of people struggle with, for sure. And it's important to remember, I think, that, you know, for the ancient Israelites, they attributed a lot of like natural disasters and calamities to like God's anger. You know, think about like the story of Noah's Ark, you know, where God floods the world, wipes out pretty much all of humanity. Only Noah and his family are spared. Or the plagues that God sends to Egypt to free the Israelites from slavery. I mean, these stories really highlight just how different their worldview was back then compared to, you know, how we see things today. Yeah, so today I think we tend to, you know, view God as more forgiving, more focused on like redemption than punishment, you know. So it's definitely a different perspective.
So are those two views like totally incompatible, or is there like a way to kind of bridge that gap, you know, like between the God of wrath and the God of love?
I mean, that's a huge question, like a really complex theological question with a lot of different interpretations. But I think it's super fascinating to consider, you know, how their beliefs were shaped by their understanding of the world, you know, back then. Like, without the scientific knowledge that we have now, trying to make sense of things like earthquakes or like volcanoes erupting. I mean, attributing that kind of stuff to God's intervention would have made perfect sense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that totally makes sense. But then we run into another issue that the analysis brought up, which is like the scientific impossibility of the total annihilation that Zephaniah describes. So if we can't take it literally, how are we supposed to like approach these kinds of passages, you know, as modern readers?
Well, I think it comes down to understanding the historical context and like the power of symbolism, you know. Ancient texts often use metaphors and really vivid imagery to like get these deeper truths across. So instead of getting hung up on the like literal details, we need to look for the, you know, the message behind the
I
metaphors,
see.
the deeper meaning.
Okay. So speaking of cultural context, Zephaniah spends a lot of time condemning the worship of other gods.
Yeah, he does.
And like that feels especially, I don't know, jarring in our modern world, you know, where we really value religious freedom and like diversity of belief. So how do we reconcile these two very different viewpoints?
It's really important to keep in mind that, you know, ancient Israel existed in a world where religious exclusivity was like the norm. They were surrounded by all these different cultures with their own gods and practices. So Zephaniah's warnings, they reflect this deep concern about maintaining their own unique religious identity, you know, and resisting assimilation into these other cultures. So it's a very, very different perspective from, you know, our modern emphasis on pluralism and interfaith dialogue and things like that.
The source also pointed out something that I thought was really interesting. Some of Zephaniah's like doomsday predictions just straight up didn't happen. So does that mean like he got it wrong? Does that like undermine his credibility as a prophet?
Yeah. Prophecy is a really complex topic and, you know, something that's debated a lot.
Sure.
And it's really important to remember that prophetic language is often very symbolic.
Right.
And it can be open to multiple interpretations. Different religious traditions understand the fulfillment of prophecy in their own way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's not always a straightforward, like, this is what it means kind of thing.
Mm. Okay. So even with all this, like, doom and gloom, Zephaniah does end on a hopeful note. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like he talks about, you know, a faithful remnant being saved and like a future restoration.
He does, yeah.
So is that like just a tacked on happy ending or is there something like deeper at play?
Oh, it's definitely more than just like a plot twist.
Okay.
This recurring theme of, you know, judgment followed by redemption, that's like a cornerstone of biblical theology. Mm. It suggests this deeper belief in God's mercy and the possibility of repentance, forgiveness, a fresh start.
Wow, Zephaniah really gives us a lot to think about, even like thousands of years later. It challenges our views on the nature of God, the role of prophecy.
Definitely.
And how we approach these ancient texts that can sometimes, you know, clash with our modern values.
Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up our look at Zephaniah, what resonated most with you?
Mm.
What questions has this like exploration sparked for you?
Well, that's something for our listeners to think about.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know in the comments.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Sounds good.